You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer, and now, enjoy the podcast.
Father Gary is away this weekend, so I get to have all the Masses, and I really do enjoy that occasionally, because I get to pray with all of you, get to see all of you, and of course I get to preach to all of you. As I was trying to decide what to preach about on this first Sunday of Advent, I asked my advisor, John Wade, "John, what do you think I should preach about this weekend?" And without hesitation, John replied, "Father Carl, I think you should preach about 2 minutes." This weekend I'm preaching about full stewardship. I want to share this story or parable with you. It's a story about a father who was very, very busy at home one evening, catching up on some paperwork for his business. Suddenly his six-year-old son bursts into the room and wants his dad to play with him. The dad is just too busy to play with his son at this time, so he tries to find some way to occupy his son until he gets all of his work done. So he notices a nearby magazine, he grabs it, starts looking through it, and he sees a full-color photo page of the world, a map of the world. So he tears it out, he gets a pair of scissors, and cuts it up into small pieces, and hands the dozens of pieces to his son and says, "Son, pretend like this is a puzzle. See if you can put it all together. And if you do, I'll give you $5. Well, the son was anxious to try to get $5. He took all the small pieces and went to the other room. The father thought he'd have a couple hours to himself now. 2 minutes later, the little boy walks back to the room and proudly has the entire color world map all together, every piece in the right place. Astounded, his dad said, "Son, how did you get that put together so quick?" The little boy said, "Well, Dad, when I looked at that map of the world, I knew I didn't know anything about where any of those places were. But then I happened to notice on the back of that page, there was a picture of a person. And then I realized, if I got the person right, I'd get the world right." If we get the person right, we'll get the world right. That's the challenge we're called to on this first Sunday of our new liturgical year. We are called to make a renewed effort to become a better person, confident that if we become a better person, the world, our local community, and our parish will be a better place. A new year is a time for new beginnings. The gospel for this first Sunday of Advent, this first Sunday of a new liturgical year, calls us to be vigilant, but not just about a future event, but also about a present way of living. To become more attentive to the way that we live and give witness to God's love to others today. Mindful that the present day is just as important as the final day. Sometimes I think we Catholics tend to forget the good news that God wants us to be happy. God came in human flesh to show us the way to genuine happiness, which is the way of God's selfless love. What we may sometimes tend to forget is that holiness and happiness are inseparable. People who are holy are truly happy people. That's why God challenges us to become the best version of ourselves that we can, so that we can find that happiness that God so desperately wants us to have in this life and the life to come. As we begin this new liturgical year, we're each invited to ask ourselves, what do I need to change in my life to help me become a better version of myself? As we begin our parish journey toward full stewardship, we're challenged to ask ourselves as individual disciples, how is God calling me to be more generous with my time, my talent, and my treasure? During these past months, as our new church has been under construction, I find that I'm constantly taking the only tool I know how to use, a tape measure, out with me. And as I visit the site, I find that I'm always measuring to make sure I know how high, how wide, and the depth of everything is going to be in the new church. And if I see something that doesn't look right, then of course John Whitworth hates to see me coming because he knows I'm going to ask him to make a change that is not the right size. I believe in that adage, if you can't measure it, you can't change it. Measurement is the key to personal growth and to parish growth. That is why we began the season of Advent by distributing the little blue books, challenging ourselves to measure out just 6 minutes out of the 1,440 minutes of each day and give them back to God in prayer. It can be tempting for all of us to say, well, yes, I know I need to pray more. But unless we have a definite plan to pray more, it ain't likely going to happen. Personal growth doesn't just happen. We have to have an intentional, specific, definite plan to follow. And that's exactly what full stewardship is all about. A specific, defined plan designed to invite each one of us to live a life that puts God first. As each year we make a written commitment, our personal plan, to become a better disciple by giving generously of our time, our talent, and our treasure. We all know that when we put something in writing, when we have a personal plan of action, then we are more likely to follow through on it. And as each one of us becomes a better disciple, we in turn become a better parish. And certainly we all agree, yes, we want to become better disciples, and yes, we want to become a better parish. But neither will happen unless we have a defined plan, a vision for the future. And that's what our Full Stewardship Initiative is all about, an intentional plan to invite each and every member of our parish to make a full commitment to become better disciples, and in turn, to become a better parish. Good, better, best, never let it rest. And to your good is your better, and your better is your best. As we light our Advent candles this season, symbolizing the coming of the light, let us seek as individuals and as a parish to become a brighter beacon of light, attracting others to Christ. Let us aspire to inspire. Maybe as we begin this Advent season, we could each one write down just one small little thing we're going to do this Advent to help us become a better version of ourselves. If you get the person right, you'll get the world right. John Wade is frantically waving his hands that my 2 minutes are up.